mi daći. Mi go, mi dizona, gjeći ja namik. Ni nikak namik, ni dejkak, gjeći ja namik. Adjen in daman, nukom ni daći. Biži žigo, ani de. Ne wat ni daći, gijaš koje i daći. Mi gida man, ni zeg izi wina. Na niš kojaki, ni pimo zepi niči. Gjeći ni boan.
Les Premières Nations, je me souviens. Les Premières Nations, je me souviens. Les Premières Nations, je me souviens. Les Premières Nations.
Sérieux, c'est pas de leur faute, on est québécois, mais ils étaient là, ben avant nous autres.
Les Premières Nations,
ils ont toujours été là, real, recognize, real, t'as oublié ou quoi.
Les Premières Nations.
Sérieux, c'est pas de leur faute, on est québécois, mais ils étaient là, ben avant nous autres.
Les Premières Nations,
ils ont toujours été là, real, recognize, real, t'as oublié ou quoi. Sans révolter, comment ça se fait? Toi, qu'est-ce que tu ferais si je volais tout ce qui t'appartenait? Qu'on se le dise, puis qu'on arrête de faire les hypocrites. For real, la belle province, mais qui profite? C'est la même chose qui se passe en Afrique.
Welcome back, you're listening to No One's Legal Radio, a show about the frontline struggles for justice, dignity, and self-determination by migrants, refugees, and indigenous peoples. We're part of Off the Hour at CKUT 90.3 FM. We're grassroots community radio on the island of Montreal. I'm your co-host, Jaggy. I'm co-hosting with Robin. And the next audio we're going to go to is an interview with Miranda Dick. Miranda Dick is a mother of five. She's a part of the Sukutmelk Women's Council based in the interior of British Columbia. She'll actually be here in Montreal later this week. She's going to be speaking at a panel event that's organized by the Indigenous Solidarity Committee and No One's Legal Montreal this coming Sunday, December 6th at 6:30 p.m. It's a panel and film night called No Olympics on Stolen Land, featuring Indigenous speakers from so-called British Columbia. Miranda Dick will be speaking, as well as Billy Pierre, who has been involved with both the Native Youth Movement and co-founded Red Wire Magazine. Basically, it's going to be a real special night to get perspectives on why, it's the theme of the show today, why Native allies all across Turtle Island, but particularly in unceded British Columbia, have taken on this slogan, No Olympics on Stolen Native Land, and are raising awareness and opposing the land grab, essentially, that is accompanying the Olympics, a land grab of Native people's lands consistent with Canada's colonial history. So again, that's this Sunday, December 6th at 6:30 p.m., a panel and film night, No Olympics on Stolen Native Land. The evening is also going to include some short films from Defenders of the Land, as well as the Native Youth Movement. And this is part of an ongoing series of events that's happening in the coming days and week, culminating in a protest against the arrival of the Olympic flame in Montreal. So for perspective on what's happening with the No Olympics on Stolen Land campaign, particularly from someone from the interior of British Columbia, we're going to hear from Miranda Dick. As I mentioned, she is from the interior of British Columbia. She's not just going to speak about the Olympics, but also about resistance to the building of a ski resort, Sun Peaks, on her territory, and in general, the encroachments on the lands of Native peoples in British Columbia. So we'll go to that interview that I did with Miranda Dick earlier today, right now. I'm speaking with Miranda Dick. Miranda is a mother of five. She's part of the Sukutmelk Women's Council. She's a warrior for the land and people. The Sukutmelk people from the interior of British Columbia have resisted the Sun Peak ski resort on their territory. Miranda speaks to us today from the interior of so-called British Columbia near Chase, BC. Miranda, welcome to No One's Legal Radio.
Oh, like.
Miranda, No One's Legal Radio describes itself as a show about the frontline struggles of refugees, migrants, and Indigenous peoples, and you're certainly on the front lines. Your community has fought against and has resisted all kinds of incursions onto your lands, your territories, your ancestral lands. Could you describe in general for our listeners what your community has been resisting in terms of encroachment on your territory and land?
Well, we've never surrendered, and that was our thing, is that we've never surrendered our land. We've never signed any treaties within our Sukutmelk territory. And BC is actually one of the general, front line, as you say, for expansions and, you know, updating of CP Rail and highways and everything like that. So in a way, it's never been sold and surrendered. So under that, we have our campaign is the No CP Rail, I Know Highway Expansion, and Boycott the Olympic Torch. Under the No CP Rail line would be our ancestor remains. We want those specific sites protected within our traditional territory. And so we have, like, our front line is we're fighting expansions right now on the Sun Peaks issue, and it's actually forming into a municipality. I'm not too clear on the dates, but they'll be voting on that municipality updates for fire trucks and policing and that type of thing within the Sun Peaks area.
Let's talk about each one of those issues one by one. Maybe we can start with CP Rail and the highways, both rail lines and highways that are going to be coming through your territory. Describe the disruption that that's causing and why your community is objecting to that happening on your territory and lands.
With the CP Rail expansion, they're actually updating to a four-lane CP Rail line. And with that is coming a four-lane highway expansion throughout our traditional territory. So that's from Monte Creek to the Alberta border. And they hope to finish everything by March 2010. And that's all to upkeep and mainly for the extraction on our Mother Earth here. And so that was our main concern. So that was one thing, was the no expansion. We're requesting that our protected sites actually be undisturbed, and that's with the no CP Rail line and no highway. And so with that, they're saying economic growth would be on the highway and the CP Rail lines. But with that is the actual food, like our traditional fish is within that area, and with spills so close to the water, they're contaminating our fish, and that means lower livestock within that salmon, spawning ground. We live so close to the river, so the fish come up here to spawn. That means the sockeye salmon are coming up here to spawn, and then they go all the way out to Alaska. And then they come back every year to spawn.
Miranda, I think the highway expansion is intimately linked, as well as the creation of a municipality, as you mentioned earlier, is intimately linked to the Sun Peaks ski resort, which your community has resisted for many, many years. So talk a bit more about the Sun Peaks resort and your objections to it.
With the expansion on the municipality of Sun Peaks area, we started as a small committee, watershed committee, and there was five members to begin with, and my mother was one of them, and she was very concerned that they were going to be, with this new expansion, a $40 million expansion, encroaching on a watershed area. So that's how everything started, was actually protecting that site from, further expansion and bringing the message. And that was how the Sun Peaks issue had started within the, and then it grew into a larger based group. And our thing was that we didn't want the actual contamination of the runoff that they create the snow with. And we were very concerned that it was going to be polluting the actual watershed area, since it was so close to the site that we were protecting.
Miranda, you're going to be speaking in Montreal in a few days. You're coming within the context of a variety of activities, actually all over Canada, on the theme of No Olympics on Stolen Native Land. Could you speak a bit more about that particular theme, No Olympics on Stolen Native Land, and why you and so many other Indigenous organizers, activists, however people describe themselves, have come together under that theme and are saying that the Olympics in Vancouver and Whistler, which are going to be starting officially in February of 2010, are nothing to celebrate. Talk a bit more about the theme, No Olympics on Stolen Land.
Well, basically, the Olympics is a land grab, and that's for the forestry, even reforestation, mining and mineral extraction, and the actual cleanup of that. How it affects us is it's basically environmental racism. Like, they're wanting to put more dumps on reserve, and why is that? That's the main concern that we have as the Indigenous group within this area, is that it is a land grab. Are they buying up any lakeshore front properties within the surrounding areas of the the games going on, but not only that, throughout Canada, you know, this is a major meeting place for all of these different companies to come together and, you know, talk about the forestry, for instance, or mining. So that was that on the Olympics, how it within our area is affecting us is that we don't want any of these type of businesses. And these are the major corporations that are coming in. And so from my point of view, it is that we say no further, you know, corporations coming in within the BC area.
Miranda, the Olympics are being marketed and sold in many ways by using Native imagery, and with the active participation of Native communities in one way or another. So could you speak a bit more about that? For example, there are four host nations that are technically helping to host the Olympics. The Olympic torch itself is being accompanied by Native youth. Could you speak about that dynamic, the fact that the Olympics itself is selling itself with the use of Indigenous peoples, communities, and culture?
Well, with that, within communities, they don't represent all of the majority of their people. That's the thing, is maybe one or two of them are actually under, you know, the pretense that, you know, this is okay to do. But with the whole of this area, there's not very much people who actually believe in the elected system. And so they're more on the traditional part. So what we notice now is they're actually using more traditional peoples within the four host communities. And so I guess it's a false belief that they're actually doing some good within, you know, and then opening up and presenting the games at Tofino. You know, they use any kind of imagery that they want, you know, by promoting, you know, Coca-Cola kind of as a mascot, kind of Native, you know, sponsored or whatever, and then Royal Bank and that type of thing. So I guess it's within that, you know, that they're actually using, you know, Native artwork for one, and then, you know, traditional symbols and that type of thing. So I guess with that whole thing, it's not too much people, like, you could apply for a contest and that type of thing to get to actually win this prestigious award, to getting your work promoted. So I, on a personal note, I don't really know how they're really promoting it in that way, and how it would benefit the whole people within that specific area.
Miranda, the Olympic torch will be in Montreal on December 10th, and I know that December 10th is a very significant day for your people, specifically December 10th, 2001, within the context of a resistance to the Sun Peaks ski resort, which is encroaching on your territory and lands. So can you speak about the significance for you of December 10th? You'll be here in Montreal on that day, so will Billy Pierre, who is an Indigenous activist and organizer from your area as well. Why is that date so significant?
Well, that date, December 10th, 2001, was actually when our sweat lodges were bulldozed up at the Sun Peaks area. Our traditional name is Kukakul. And with that, there was a lot of things that had gone on from the time that you know, we were occupying that area. You know, they served us with injunctions. Certain people could not go within a distance and so forth. So when they actually came in to bulldoze the sweat lodges, they actually were taking, 2 days later, they took down a house. So with that, those specific dates, you know, like that, those were our sacred lodges. You know, we had our whole campsite set up there in protection for the people and our land use. And so when we had our camps there, that was our main purpose, was we had to have our whole community within that, and that involves the spirituality form of the sweat lodges. So that date, you know, we have actual video footage of that to show the disrespect that they use upon the people, like the Sun Peaks and the courts and the RCMP.
Miranda, I want to end with you talking a bit about about what you just said at the end there, the courts, the RCMP. I know there's been a high degree of attention paid to Native communities by the authorities, Canadian Security Intelligence Service, the RCMP and others, particularly towards Native youth. And can you speak about how that has affected your community and what you've done to respond to the police attention focused on Indigenous activists, particularly Indigenous youth activists from groups like the Native Youth Movement?
I'd like to link that back to the after the Olympics. Like, the security cameras will still be there. The actual, you know, the high security, some of the bylaws that they're trying to pass will still be in effect. And so with that, like, we were, when we started out, it actually set precedent for other trials and court cases that were going on within the Squawkequilt campaign. And how it affects the traditional youth within this area is greatly criminalizing them and, you know, putting them to jail. And after, you know, just having most of the community, even elders, being locked up and that type of thing. So with the effects of it, the after effects is what we're dealing with. We still live our traditional lives. And I guess that's all we can do is continue on.
Miranda, Dick, a member of the Shukokmelk Women's Council, a mother of five. We've heard your kids during this interview as well, and that's great. That's great to hear. It's not a problem at all. Miranda, thank you so much for speaking with us on No One's Legal Radio.
Okay, thank you.